Next case.
The next application is 11,918 Genstar of Delmarva LLC seeks a special use exception to use a manufactured home type structure as an office. Sections 115-80A and 115-210A1 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the east side of Sussex Highway Route 13, approximately 1,887 feet south of Whitesville Road. The 911 address is 35085 Sussex Highway, Delmar. The zoning district is C1. The tax map is 533, map 6, parcel 85. Again, it's a special use exception to use a manufactured home type structure as an office. Received no letters in support, no letters in opposition, one mail return. Thank you.
Good evening. Can you state your name and address for the record?
My name is Jeff Finney, address 31055 Cooper Lane, Princess Anne, Maryland.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth? Thank you.
Good evening.
Good evening, Mr. Mills, members of the board. My name is David Hutt. I'm a local attorney here in Georgetown. As you just heard when he was sworn in, with me is Jeff Finney, who is the general manager of Hail Trailer Brake and Wheel.
Excuse me, I'm sorry.
That's right. And Hail Trailer Brake and Wheel is the business that operates Genstar of Delmarva LLC, is the owner of the entity that owns the property. As Ms. Cornwell indicated when she read the application into the record a moment ago, the application is for an additional 5-year extension to use a manufactured home type structure as the sales and rental office for Hail Trailer Brake and Wheel. I think most of you are probably familiar with the location of this, as it's been there for some time. It's located on the eastern side of Route 13 between Delmar and Laurel. I just handed around two pictures to you. The second photograph is actually a Google Earth image taken from the perspective if you were driving or heading north on Route 13 from Delmar to Laurel. As you can see, Hail Trailer would be on your right. And actually in the picture, towards the far right side, I guess, in the middle, you can see the sales office that's located there behind the trailers that are on display. And then turn back to the first picture. That's actually a close-up that was taken by Mr. Finney last week. I asked him to send me a photograph of the current condition of the structure. The property is zoned C1 and has been operated by Hail for 15 years. The adjacent properties, as you can see on the tax map that's on the screen around, on the screen in front of you, rather, is largely wooded lands. If you go a little to the north and to the west, you can see there are some businesses that are located near the top of the screen there. This is a commercial and industrial area. The portions that are not wooded or used for agricultural purposes are used for commercial and industrial type uses. The manufactured home structure that is on the property has been there since 2006. When this board approved the placement of this structure in case number 9698. That use was extended for 5 years in 2011 in Board of Adjustment case 10894. Often I know when the board sees multiple requests for extension, it wants to know the condition of the manufactured home to make sure that it's still appropriate to have it on the site, which is why I asked Mr. Finney to take the photograph that shows the current condition of the manufactured home that's sought to be placed there for another 5 years. The structure was new when it was placed there in 2006 with the original board case. As you can see when you look at the picture, like the rest of the site, the manufactured home is well maintained and compatible, obviously, with the site itself, since it's a trailer sales location. And obviously with that area with the commercial and industrial uses. Based upon the 10-year history of the structure on the site, as well as the condition of the structure itself, the wooded and semi-commercial and industrial uses of the adjacent properties, the applicant would again ask for a 5-year extension, as has been demonstrated by the history over the course of the last 10 years. The placement of this manufactured home as a sales and trailers office will not affect adversely the uses of adjacent and neighboring properties. Mr. Finney, you've heard the application and the presentation that I just made to the board. Was what was stated correct?
Yes, it was.
That concludes my application, or the presentation of the application, and Mr. Finney and I are available to answer any questions that the board may have.
Okay. Are there any questions from members of the board?
Yeah, I got a question. Probably about 2 years ago, you built a new building in the back. In that new building, I've sort of thought that you would be putting your sales office in there. How come you didn't do that?
I'll have Mr. Finney answer that. I actually asked him that question in my office a few moments ago.
Okay.
That structure was needed for service and parts. We've grown greatly. We did do a stormwater management site plan, et cetera, and spent significantly investing in that building. We also purchased a property south of us, where which there's currently plans submitted for expanding that for parking. We could use another service building and parts where we're growing greatly.
So when are you looking to put a building up and do away with this?
It's still in excellent shape. Unless the board deems it necessary, physically, that particular office is just used for sales and rentals, and the offices inside it is adequate, and it, like I said, it's in excellent condition. We redid the roof and the...
So you never consider doing that when you, because you've been coming back to us, never, and we asked you that question, I think, before, when are you going to put that in?
I cannot give a timetable. I know that we would like to build another building, and it would be considered to, you know, we would consider doing that, involving, you know, our current office with that. But I'm not going to sit here and say that it's absolutely going to happen if we build that.
So you couldn't give a time with that at all?
I cannot, will not right now. I'm afraid that I'd be wrong.
And if it happened, did you get denied tonight, what would you do then? Okay, thank you.
Correct me if I'm wrong. I believe that in previous testimony you had suggested that this type of structure was the same type that you rented in your trailer business, and so it was like an example or a model of what you do. Is that correct?
Yes, similar. This is a triple wide. We don't normally get into that around here. We have access to them. We've sold some triple wides and some double wides, but as far as renting, we don't typically rent that type of structure around here.
Okay.
And we're more into the road trailers.
Okay.
So this is really like a building that you use to bring people in so they can see what they have? No.
I'm sorry, rephrase it, please.
This is a building that you bring people into to show what you're going to put on lots?
Not necessarily. Like I said, the greatest part of our business is road trailers going up and down the road.
Right, okay.
We do office trailers, but that's a smaller side of our business.
So your business mainly trailers?
That's correct. Okay. And this particular office is split between the rental side of our business and the sales side of our business.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
And if I may, Mr. Workman, the oftentimes when you think of special use exceptions for manufactured home type structures, when you think of them as being temporary, the code talks about the temporary nature of those when they're a sales office for a subdivision, like a sales office that arises when a model home hasn't been constructed somewhere. When you look at C1, where this is located, the zoning classification, it doesn't indicate that a special use exception has to be for a temporary manufactured home structure. Just that if you're going to have a manufactured home structure, the maximum number of years that it could be there is 5. And I think I don't want to try to get into the minds of the code writers, but I think it's so that that structure isn't there beyond its useful life. It hasn't stayed there for 30 or 40 years with no maintenance. And so I think that's the purpose of the applicant having to come back to you at the maximum of 5 years. And again, hopefully the picture will show you that they have been very good custodians of that property, and it's very appropriate and has been well kept and maintained for the 10 years so far.
Yes, I mean, I've been by that. I know where it's at. They do take very good care of that structure.
Are there any other questions from members of the board? Mr. Sharp?
Any complaints from neighbors?
Absolutely not.
How big's the property?
The property there is right about 9 acres.
And that you've got two structures on there?
There is a pole barn that was originally there. It was the only other structure that was there when we bought the property.
I have no further questions. Thank you.
Okay. Is there anyone here in favor of the application? Is there anyone here in opposition to the application? Hearing none, Chair will entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, if there's no further discussion, I'd like to move that we approve case number 11,918. As I don't believe it will, and we haven't heard any testimony that it will substantially affect adversely the uses of adjacent neighboring property and has not in the past. So,
is that for 5 years, Mr. Hudson?
That's for 5 years, yes.
Is there a second?
Second.
And so by roll call vote, Mr. Workman.
Aye for those reasons stated.
Mr. Hudson.
Aye for the reasons stated.
And I too for the reasons stated. So by a motion of 3-0, case number 11,918 is approved.